8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, go.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. Come along as we explore the lesser-heard world of rock and roll, beginning with its roots in the blues of the 30s, through the R&B of the 50s, to the releases of today that still respect the music from which it came. All the while touching on the history, collectability, and significance of each piece of vinyl. We're about to expand your musical comfort zone, one record at a time. The shining hour of the protest song was predominantly the 1960s and early 70s, but that doesn't mean that a track with a conscience or a moral message couldn't be found released after that time. Sometimes the subject was an opportunity to right a past wrong, or simply a dissenting opinion of a current affair. A song written in opposition continued to be a valued, whether the record-buying public recognized it as such or not, part of the Billboard charts, and subsequently, many record collections. This week, the Vinyl Garage explores the music that ticks the aforementioned boxes. The songwriters had something to say. The least we can do is listen.
Really bothered me.
picking up the prisoners and putting them in a pen. And all she wants to do is dance, dance. Rebels been rebels since I don't know when. And all she wants to do is dance. Molotov cocktail, the local drink. And all she wants to do is dance, dance. And mix them up right in the kitchen sink. She wants to do is dance. Crazy people walking around with blood in their eyes. And all she wants to do is dance, dance, dance. Wild eyed pistol wavers who ain't afraid to die. And all she wants to do is, all she wants to do is dance. And make romance. She can't feel the heat coming off the street.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. And there's a shadow on the faces of the men who sent the guns to the wars that are fought in places where their business interest runs. On the radio, talk shows, and the TV, you hear one thing again and again: how the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments killing their own, or the people who find they can't take anymore, and they pick up a gun or a brick or a stone. And there are lives in the balance.
Four tracks that were subtly aimed directly at the Reagan administration. My Brain is Upside Down, Bonzo Goes to Bitburg, All She Wants to Do is Dance, Land of Confusion, and Lives in the Balance by the Ramones, Don Henley, Genesis, and Jackson Browne, respectively. Bitburg was a commentary of a Reagan visit to a World War II German cemetery that hosts 49 SS graves. Not exactly the photo op they originally envisioned. Don Henley's contribution to the party was a track lamenting that everyone in the administration was looking the other way while associates of the CIA were selling drugs and arms to benefit the Nicaraguan Contras. Land of Confusion lampoons Ronnie mercilessly as a senile buffoon that also happens to have access to the nuclear codes. Lives in the Balance points out what is really at stake in the game of political football. originally intended to reference the Iran-Contra affair, but was also subsequently adopted by the anti-Iraq invasion crowd.
We met as soulmates on Paris Island. We left as inmates from an asylum. And we were sharp, as sharp as knives. And we were so gung-ho to lay down our lives. We came in spastic, like tameless horses. We left in plastic, as numbered corpses. And we learned fast to travel light. Our arms were heavy, but our bellies were tight. We had no home front. We had no soft soap. They sent us playbook. They
so dark. My younger brother calls me a killer and my daddy calls me a vet. Everybody says I'm someone else, that I'm sick and there's no cure. Damned if I know who I am. There was only one place I was sure when I was still in Saigon. Still in Saigon.
You're listening to a socially conscious, music with a message, Vinyl Garage.
Many young good men die.
Oh,
The 80s found the music world taking on one of its favorite subjects, Vietnam. But unlike in the 60s, this generation was focused on those that returned in one way or another, coming back to the world. Examples of which are Goodnight Saigon, Still in Saigon, Black Wall, and Orange Crush by Billy Joel, Charlie Daniels, Dennis DeYoung, and R.E.M. respectively. Joel's contribution was from his 1983 LP, The Nylon Curtain, an album populated by more songs with a message. One of the earliest tracks in the 80s wave of attention of Vietnam was Still in Saigon by Charlie Daniels. But unlike Joel's song, Daniels took up the subjects of deferments, going to Canada, the treatment of vets upon return, and PTSD. DeYoung, X of Styx, taking it one step further, honoring those that didn't come home and face the problems chronicled by Daniels. Their names carved on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, the Black Wall. And if the flashbacks, alcoholism, mental health problems, or drug addiction didn't get you, the latent effects of the defoliant Agent Orange might, causing cancer in the vet or birth defects in his or her children. Not to mention what it did to the citizens of Vietnam, North and South, Laos, and Cambodia, from which the strangely upbeat Orange Crush by R.E.M. drew inspiration. Agent Orange was brought to you by Monsanto and Dow Chemical. The latter, we can also thank for napalm.
Center for the world, ancient cord coexistence hacked by parasitic greed head scam. From Sarawak to Amazonas, Costa Rica to mangy BC hills, cortege rhythm of falling timber. What kind of currency grows in these new deserts, these brand new floodplains? Wildlife at a rate of a species every single day. Take out people who've lived with this for 100,000 years. Inject 1 billion burgers worth of beef. Grain eaters. Methane dispensers. Through thinning ozone, waves fall on wrinkled earth. Gravity, light, ancient refuse of stars speak of a drowning. But this is something other. Busy monster eats dark holes in the spirit world, where wild things have to go to disappear forever. Thank you.
the broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and boiling diesels, steam at 45 degrees.
The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent, to pay our share. Time has come, a fact's a fact, it belongs to them, let's give it back. How can we dance when our earth is turning? How do we sleep?
Canadian singer-songwriter activist Bruce Cockburn, although quite popular in his home country, was an acquired taste nearly everywhere else. Only three singles of his charted in the U.S., the highest of which, a number 21, was Wondering Where the Lions Are in 1979. If a Tree Falls was an album cut from 1989, a Lorax-like story lamenting the vanishing Amazon rainforest. Fellow Canadian Neil Young was never a fan of George Bush, one or two, but it was the former that his Rockin' in the Free World was aimed, mocking his Thousand Points of Light and kinder, gentler comments. And Midnight Oil, known as simply the Oils to their fellow Australians with Beds Are Burning, a track criticizing that country's organized theft of Aboriginal land. We're closing out this Music with a Message show with Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA. Mostly thought to be simply a patriotic song, it was actually a criticism of the treatment of Vietnam vets upon their return to the world. Not the flag-hugging anthem many believe it was. There's another perfectly good hour of your life spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your good taste. Questions, comments, your undying admiration, or total contempt can be directed at Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, I'm Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Right, since you're going out 0 feet on the sheet or something.